Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, notwithstanding growing concerns about the health effects associated with football, this coming Sunday, tens of millions of Americans will tune into Super Bowl 49, the New England Patriots versus the Seattle Seahawks. In fact, four of the past 5 years, the Super Bowl has been the most watched television event ever. And there are all kinds of new ways to watch it. Ultra high-def TV, iPads on your lap, and the hashtag streams of Facebook and Twitter. Boston Globe technology reporter Hiawatha Bray joins us regularly here on Radio Boston. Today, he's back with an update on the changing technology of watching the game. Hi, Hiawatha.
Hi there.
So you write that this isn't just the technology in our homes that is changing this year. It's also around the field of play. So what's going to be new in Glendale, Arizona this Sunday that will affect all those Super Bowl parties?
Well, some of the stuff that you're going to be seeing is fairly new stuff that you have begun to see elsewhere in the NFL. I mean, do you remember the playoff game with the Seahawks and the Packers where everybody thought that Marshawn Lynch had scored a touchdown?
Yep.
And then you got this incredibly close-up view of his foot where you could see that he didn't?
Right.
That's an example of the stuff we're starting to see deployed in the NFL. That is called 4K, ultra-high-definition TV. You can now buy these TVs, but the game will not be broadcast in 4K. So why are 4K cameras used by the NFL? They're used for instant replay. These pictures that 4K cameras take are so incredibly sharp
Wow.
that you can blow up one tiny little piece of the picture and see just what's going on. Fox uses it. They call it Super Zoom. Everybody's starting to use it now. So when you see instant replay, they're going to turn a 4K camera on it. You are going to be able to see a fingertip if they want you to see it. It's
Wow.
amazing what they got.
So it's really changing the way the game is being officiated, even if it's not yet quite changing the way we're watching the game.
Well, it is changing the way you're watching the game. You saw this in that game.
Well, that's true.
They Yep. zoomed in and they said, you see there, his foot went out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have been able to do that 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
Now you can. Of course, you also have cable cam, which came in really right around 2002, and now everybody's using it. It's available in every stadium.
So but tell us what that is, cable cam.
Oh,
and
I'm
while
sorry,
you're
I thought
at
everybody...
it, and while you're at it, Skycam and cable cam.
Both of them, actually what happened is one company bought both companies. They are two different companies and invented the same thing. A system whereby you can hang a camera right over the field and control it with cables that move in any direction. It seemed really weird at first, and now we're used to it. We're used to the idea that you can stand over the quarterback's shoulder and see what he's doing from the huddle because you've got a camera that's hanging in the air right over him. Maybe one day they'll use wireless drones to do it, but I tend to doubt it. The batteries won't last long enough. But already college teams are using drones to do the same thing during their practice. Sessions. So maybe someday it'll be wireless drones. But in any case, that's changing the way we look at football. There's just countless things out there. I want to mention just a couple more. I want to mention on the sidelines. This year, for the first time, they let them start bringing computers on the sideline. Microsoft Surface tablet.
Hiawatha, you just dropped out for a second. Who's bringing computers to the sidelines?
Everybody. The whole NFL is now allowed to use tablets on the sideline. That used to be absolutely forbidden.
That's amazing.
You had to use, they would take a picture up in the skybox and send it down and fax it down, and then you'd see them on the sideline going through all those pictures. Now they do it on a tablet, a Microsoft Surface tablet. And that's totally new, and they're trying to digitize everything down there. They're digitizing the uniforms. They're adding radio chips to the shoulder pads of NFL players. And eventually, by next year, they hope to have every stadium in the league wired for this. Every time every player makes a play, their body positions will be constantly tracked by radio, and the NFL will transmit that information to anybody who wants it. So you'll know exactly how fast Darrell Revis was running down the field. You'll know exactly how fast Gronkowski was moving. You'll know exactly who so-and-so was blocking. All of it will be recorded permanently. Digitized. All that is coming now.
That's amazing.
There's countless things like that going on.
I want to ask you about this. What about for fans who are headed down to Arizona for the game, who are actually going to be there in Glendale? Will their viewing experience be different this year than previous years?
Well, I mean, the stadium itself is the newest in the NFL, of course, but nowadays every stadium in the NFL is now mandated to have really good Wi-Fi, really good cellular communications. I talked to the people at the University of Phoenix Stadium. They have brought in massive massive amounts of cellular backup so that everybody will be able to get connections. The idea, the goal is that you're supposed to get the same level of connectivity you would get in your living room. And that's important because that's what people do in their living rooms. The people at home watching the game are going to be sitting there Twittering and Instagramming. The people in the game are doing the same thing. And this is now considered a central part of the NFL experience. And every stadium is expected to make it easy for you to do that. They even have charging stations so you can go and recharge your phone at halftime. They're doing all this kind of stuff because it's taken for granted that that's how we experience football now.
All right, I have to ask the sort of skeptical question about all this, maybe I'm sort of heading down a dead end here, but is there any concern, Hiawatha, in your view, that all of these amazing technological advances will somehow take us away from just the pure appreciation of sport live on a field?
Well, you know, it's weird. Al Michaels was at the announcer for NBC, was making that same point, raising that issue during the press conference this week, you know, saying it's supposed to enhance the game, not overwhelm the game. I think we're still at the enhance the game part. I don't think it's overwhelmed the game at all, at least not for me. I think there's this fascination with every little detail, the statistics and the details of what's going on. And now you've heard the technological term big data. Well, big data is now being applied to sports. And it's gotten to the point where they can record absolutely everything so that you can analyze what's happening. But we don't have to let all that overwhelm us. We can pick and choose the things that we really want to see. And I personally think that what we've got right now is the best of both worlds. Because the game remains what it is. But if you want more details, if you want to do a deep dive, all of it is there. You can just go and look it up. It's right there waiting for you on the internet, on your phone, on your tablet, even on your TV screen.
All right. Big data coming to big sports. No, has arrived at big sports.
Oh, absolutely.
Hiawatha Bray writes about technology for the business section of the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly on Radio Boston. Thanks, Hiawatha.
You're welcome.